really is good.
Yep.
Welcome to Geeks of the Square Table, episode 34.
Is it 34?
I'm Lawrence of America. With me today is...
Gomer.
Taylor.
Trims and Chris.
Danny.
Allegro Montoya. You killed my father, prepare to die.
Do we just have to do a stupid introduction every time we do introductions?
Now? I was going to do the Anakin. I'm not a... I'm a person. My name's Anakin. Remember that?
I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't want to, but I do.
Was there something other than a race scene in that movie?
No.
I don't remember.
It was a good race scene.
That was
all I remember from that movie is the pod race scene.
And Jar Jar.
And only money. Yeah. Jedi tricks don't work on me.
How many
only
racist
money.
Caricatures are in that movie?
Dude,
we have
in
him,
the series.
We have the
Trade Federation.
The Trade Federation guys
Asians,
are,
yeah.
And then we have Jar Jar Binks, of course.
Yeah.
Man. Was there anyone who wasn't pissed off at that movie?
I think George Lucas was like, man, I've made enough money. Let me get all my anti-Semitic, racist
I'm going to just start my hate crime here.
Yeah. That's secretly what the prequel trilogy was meant to accomplish.
Hate
was
crime.
Inventing his...
We should go back and re-examine
the
those
terrible
films
thing,
in
though,
that
man.
Context.
A terrible
to
thing.
See exactly where Lucas
nothing
was.
Nothing is worth it for me to watch that.
You don't understand, though. Think about it this way.
He's
think about this way, guys. When that movie came out, I hadn't seen the other Star Wars yet.
Yeah.
So, and I
that's
didn't go,
hard to believe,
yeah,
man.
Dude, I didn't go see this in theaters now. I'm just watching pieces of it at a friend's house. I'm like, how do you even like Star Wars? This movie's garbage. You're like, no!
The funny
you don't
thing
understand.
Is...
What?
I had two friends from school. We sat down and watched all three of the trilogies. And halfway into the third trilogy,
one
of them goes, what's the point? We all know he becomes... Darth Vader at the end,
spoiler
and the
alert.
Other one goes...
Spoiler alert.
That was never a spoiler.
You
didn't know
that
was
it.
You
and the other,
20 years before
that was the thing.
Come out.
The chick was one of
she
like the
know.
10 people on the planet that didn't know. And it was like, oh my god, what?
Your brother and sister, don't tell anyone.
There was a great episode
Harris
of Robot
dies.
Chicken where, like, Darth Vader, they're having that climactic showdown at the end of Empire Strikes Back, and he's like, no, Luke, I am your father. That's not actually what he says, but, like, I am your father. That's not true! That's impossible!
And Leia is your sister.
That's not true! That's improbable! And the Empire will be defeated by Ewoks! Really?
That's just dumb!
And as a child, I built... C-3PO! What?
Yeah, wait.
And then they're just like sitting around like smoking the, oh, in the Force? Sweet. That's just midichlorians. Fuck it, man. If you're not taking this seriously, I'm not.
My favorite Robot Chicken
that's
Star
awesome.
Wars crossover was the one with Bubba Fett where he's like...
Play, don't change
he's
our
like,
plan.
You can play one, and he's like, got Han Solo in the carbonite. He's like, oh,
you
wanna,
yeah.
Wanna
you
want a
little bit
like
of Boba. Got your hands up. Like you want me to take you.
Yeah. Like, you want me to take you.
Oh, no.
It was awful.
That is awful.
There's some good Boba Fett scenes in Robot Chicken. Like, one after he gets, like, swallowed, he springs back. Oh, that didn't kill me, motherfucker.
Yeah, Boba Fett.
Running around, like, killing all the... Did I kill all the...
Greatest episode. How is episode 6 supposed to have ended?
Yeah. He's like showing him like
all the Ewoks.
He like slaughters the Ewoks.
That one and
awesome.
What was the other one I liked?
Where he's in the stomach and he's trying to explain how he got killed. I didn't go out like a bitch. I slaughtered Luke Skywalker and everyone else, and then I was just like, man, I'm out, and I decided I jumped in here on purpose. I didn't go out like a bitch. He totally did.
I made my kids watch 4, 5, 6 before they watched 1, 2, 3 in the order.
There was a Mad TV.
Finance my
where they interviewed George Lucas, quote unquote, and trying to explain how Jar Jar Binks wasn't racist. He brings back Jar Jar's relative, Aunt Jemima Binks.
Aunt Jemima Binks
with a pancake.
No, we're good. Boba Fett's one of those like. Really cool characters who's barely in the movie he's in, but still becomes like
does
super
famous.
Does
he have not one line?
Well, he has
one
like
spoken
line.
He's
no
lines.
Use to as, me, dead. As you wish.
And no,
he's
no, no use to what me if he dead. Doesn't survive?
Oh, okay, yeah, he does say he's okay. No use to me, dead.
Yeah, he no barely use. Talks. He barely does anything. Yeah. He's cool for the 5 minutes he's in the movie, but like,
did anyone else think he was kind of an annoying brat in the first
trilogy?
Oh, in the prequel trilogy? Yeah. You mean like everything else in that movie was annoying?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. Anakin, or are we talking
he's
about
cool,
the
cool, because he wasn't in there long enough for Lucas to screw him up.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Nobody can beat a Jedi. Nobody can beat my dad. Jango's going to kick your ass, Mace Windu.
Honestly, though, Jango Fett got more screen time in his movie than Boba Fett got in the really in the original trilogy.
Yeah.
Well, if you count that the fact that the clones are Jango Fett clones.
No, we're not.
That was stupid, so fuck
yes,
it.
Yes, that's a stretch. That's a stretch. What else
are
we talking about?
Every stormtrooper is Jango
Fett. Is there any news?
And still, none of them are that good.
But, yeah. But, yeah.
There is some
what
news.
What happened?
That's like one of those, like,
clone targeting skills.
I hate that discussion.
That's, I love this, like, there's an
you
image
can't
of,
even
like,
talk. What's the matter with you?
I'm wasting on purpose.
A stormtrooper in a red shirt get into a fight. The stormtrooper misses every shot, but the red shirt dies
still
anyway.
Dies. Yeah. And they were missing on purpose in the Death Star.
Well,
guys.
Like, they have an informed ability of being really great marksmen, because, like, remember Obi-Wan's all like, only stormtroopers are this precise.
Yeah.
No, they're not, Obi-Wan.
I guess the Jawas, yeah. They were missing on purpose.
Well, look, they
guys.
Were shooting at something the size of a barn.
Yeah. Well, theoretically, they were, like, shooting underneath the plating, like, some sort of, like, amazing crack shot.
Yeah. And then they all went insane.
Yeah,
that's expanded universe.
They expanded all of their talent on that confrontation.
That's
didn't have
funny,
any
though,
left over when they had
like
to fight Han Leia. Because
they wiped out the expanded universe. Boba Fett never got out of the Sarlacc.
Okay, well, the real answer
Han
is...
Han and Leia never got married. They never had kids. Chewie never died because the moon fell on him.
That happened. True story, guys.
Lando never opens that Colt 45 factory on...
Bespin.
Yeah, the Bespin Colt 45 factory.
The finest malt beverage in the galaxy.
That's awesome. It goes right along with our Lucas being a racist bastard. So,
yep. Have you guys seen the new trailer for Gotham?
I haven't seen it. I'm waiting.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I missed this.
I'm sold already.
It was okay. I mean... Essentially, it's going to be CSI
Gotham.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. You know,
Jim Gordon's a cool character to center it around.
Right.
Young Jim Gordon.
And they're bringing in Batman villains, so I'm be anxious to see
before
how
they're right. Batman villains.
The one thing I am worried about, you have the Penguin.
Ridiculous.
It's just a modern interpretation of Penguin is he's just a mob boss.
Yeah.
Which,
even,
you know,
even in New 52, he's pretty much a mob boss.
He is a mob boss, yeah.
Doesn't really go in for trick umbrellas anymore.
This is a great segue into an article I wrote all about...
TV.
Comic books influencing TV.
Very good article, by the way. Check that out now.
You know, because same way Harry Potter did with young adult fiction and movies, Walking Dead is having this effect on comic book shows and TV. Now, Chew is in the works, and Showtime dropped it.
Yes.
But...
Fools.
Yeah, it was said at the start of the year, they said it was going to be shockingly... loyal to the original material, and it's an animated feature that's got Glenn from The Walking Dead and Felicia Day voicing the two main characters.
Felicia
Day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Felicia
Day. Day.
Yeah.
I'm in love.
Tony and Tony, right? They're both Tony. One's Tony Chu, and the other one's Tony Chu with an I. One's with a Y, one's with an I. They're twins.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
He's playing Tony.
He's playing Tony. She's playing... the love interest.
The blonde chick that writes. Yeah,
the writer.
Fantastic. Yeah, I'm super anxious to see that.
Yeah,
Chew,
and so they're
Chew's
still looking for distribution. The script is wrote by the writer of the comic. You know, so, you know, in Felicia Day, she has ties to Xbox Live. She has her own channel.
Yeah.
You
know, Dr. Horrible.
She's
off
this to say that this
she's also in Supernatural for
release is really.
Buffy. She plays Charlie.
She was like in the last season of Buffy or something.
She was in.
She was one of the
Awakened
Slayers.
Yeah.
Big character in Grimm. She was in Eureka, I think. For
she was.
Yeah, she was.
Who was Felicia Day in Grimm?
I don't think she was.
She's the girlfriend.
Yeah.
No,
she's like,
that's not the girlfriend. Bitsy. Her name's Bitsy something. But it's not Felicia Day.
We're talking about the same thing.
We're talking about Grimm, the redhead, Juliet.
Sorry.
Yeah, go on.
But anyway,
keep talking.
Yes, she's been in tons of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, of course. Marvel has four shows coming to Netflix.
I was just about to ask that.
And then Gotham, you know, Fox is also doing a League of Extraordinary Gentlemen
series. I'm not sure about that. I'm willing to get behind it.
I'm kind of excited, yeah.
I'm willing to get behind it.
Well, comic books lend themselves better to series than...
Well, they're TV. Serials. They're serials.
Right, right.
Of course.
And, of course, CW's got Flash coming.
Arrow.
They still have Arrow. They have Flash. They have iZombie coming.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
They've already did some casting
on it. That was a
it.
Good run. On
that and
Constantine is
they also have Our Man.
Yes, Our Man yeah. is coming.
Constantine's coming. There's just weird tons power. And tons of comic
but
book
Our
property.
Man actually lends itself to a 60 or 45 minute really to 60 minute right hour long drama.
But watch it only be a 30 minute show.
Ooh, dun dun dun.
Oh, the irony. Yeah.
Well, the popular
man.
Thing
they
now
can do
is
it definitely like right. 24, but then yes. it has to be an hour and a half to fit in all the time.
It's actually getting really good now. They have like another Grimm show up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
my kid loves Grimm. My 8-year-old can't get enough of
over the
show.
Next year or so, there's just going to be a ton of properties.
Yeah.
Fox, apparently, they love the pilot to Gotham. They've already put in a full season. Order
the
for
only
Gotham.
Thing I'm worried about with Gotham
yeah, go ahead,
is
you were gonna say.
I don't want them to spend the whole time. In the trailer, they bring up Bruce Wayne's there. We have young Selina Kyle.
Right, they show all these other yeah. characters.
I don't want the whole show to just be winking at Batman.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I highly doubt it. I don't think it'll be a successful
show.
I
honestly think Gordon's a strong enough character.
Agreed.
To carry.
He should be. I'm not
show.
Saying this like, is what they will do.
Yeah.
It's just
you're
that,
hoping
that's
that
a
they
worry.
Don't.
I don't mind if like, we get a 5 minutes of every episode being
hey,
Batman,
we're still Batman
and friends
yeah.
as a kid, you know, yeah. or some character from Batman
maybe
World
not
as a
five
kid.
They want to do
episode.
Like maybe an episode a season showing Batman doing some training. That's cool, but don't
yeah.
make it the whole show. Is
yeah, I think that
Batman
you're right.
year negative
yeah,
50.
That well, is a pitfall.
The thing that worries me about Gotham, three words. Birds of Prey.
Oh,
you
gonna,
see
you
that
gonna,
show?
Yeah.
Well, this is the reason why I'm not worried about that. That's because every show after Birds of Prey has done a really good job of not being Birds of Prey.
Yes.
So yeah. I highly doubt
it's
they'll
not
fall
not like
into
they could
that.
Have been much worse.
What was that X-Men knockoff show they had on for a while, Saturday afternoons?
Generation X.
No.
They had a Generation X.
Heroes? Because that's
no,
what I think of Heroes.
It wasn't Heroes.
Alphas? Are you talking about Alphas?
No, it was
there are so many things.
I'm not
even
thinking
about Misfits.
I don't know.
Misfits was awesome, though.
Yeah, but okay, like, if you got to be more specific than X-Men.
I know what he's talking about.
In the 90s. In the 90s. That's why I looked at Dave, because I knew he'd know what I was talking about.
Oh, so did they have, like, Banshee and Emma Frost on it?
Perhaps.
That was Generation X.
That
what he's talking in. About is an X-Men knockoff.
It was like a direct
next or something,
next or something like that. Yeah,
yeah.
But I'm
I,
just saying
I
they
can't think of the name of it. Right
there's there's always those pitfalls.
It's so bad
that
we don't know what
fall
it is.
In. Yeah. There's always those pitfalls that these superhero shows can fall in.
Oh, Letter 44 coming to Sci-Fi.
That's a Charles Soule independent title.
I've heard of it.
About
and never checked it out, but I've heard good things. About
Me too. I've heard really good things about the president.
And basically,
finding
a
aliens.
President, he gets a letter 44 from the previous president, saying, oh, hey, by the way, we didn't tell anybody this, but there's some alien buildings right down the road in the galaxy. We discovered that. We sent some people getting there.
I hated that
they should
on,
be there.
I hated
real
that it's
soon.
On sci-fi shows.
Yeah,
there are huge hits or depressing
that's
failures.
Well, and here's the other thing. Now, sci-fi has been, they've put out a statement saying, less Sharknado, more sci-fi.
Good.
Well, then they should change their name back.
Back
to what,
to
it,
what
used
it used to be when it was awesome.
You know what? Yeah. The world would be a lesser place without Sharknado, but there doesn't need to be a million Sharknados.
No.
Right, that's the thing. You know, Sharknado's fine, and those movies
well,
are
well, it was so
cheesy.
Bad that it was awesome.
Yeah.
Right, so those cheesy movies are good
versus
once in a while.
What was it?
Dino Crocodile versus Python.
Wasn't there Sharktopus at one
yes,
point?
Yes, there was.
Really?
It's yeah, terrible. There's like an octopus
like,
shark.
There's like some bright spots in sci-fi. You got like the American version of Being Human. You
yes,
got Helix.
It's canceled now.
It is
not Helix. Yeah. Being Human is good. Done.
Is it done for the season or just
canceled?
Done?
Canceled.
Okay.
Done.
All right.
Finished.
Yeah,
but
Helix
it was a bright spot.
Out,
shame.
Continuum.
An American.
Continuum.
Version.
Eureka when
Helix,
it was on there.
Defiance.
Yeah, Stargate Defiance. Was always awesome.
Stargate was
good,
amazing.
But Stargate didn't start out on sci-fi. Did
no, but
no.
It event, that's where it found its home. I don't think it started there at least.
No, it didn't.
And it was the one who brought back Battlestar Galactica.
They're also looking at doing, speaking of Stargate, my movies that they turned into series, 12 Monkeys.
Yes, into a series.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
12 Monkeys
I'm a huge
and
fan of that
something
movie.
Else, some other movie they're talking about. I mean, there's just so many I can't even remember them all.
Yeah. Definitely a good sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
12 Monkeys.
I definitely like 12 Monkeys too, and it's almost a mystery. You know, because you're trying monkeys. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, even at the end, you're kind of not sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, even at the
and
end,
I
you're
love
still
a movie that I can't room. Predict in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
And Brad Pitt, that's really where I was like, yeah, this guy's an amazing
that's
actor.
That's his one and only Oscar nod, I think.
Oh, possibly. Possibly.
Joe Black, wasn't it?
Oh, Meet Joe Black, he might have had one for
maybe.
That.
Maybe. 12 Monkeys.
Seasons of the Fall?
Oh, yeah, that too. Jeez, yeah. Now Brad Pitt's an amazing guy.
He's one of those actors who, like, constantly should be nominated, right? But hardly ever does get it.
DiCaprio,
too.
It's like really good comics. Once they're out for a while, people are like, yeah, that's really good. So, yeah.
Yeah, we're kind of over it now.
Like Hawkeye.
Killers Ronin.
Yes. Yes.
Apparently, it'll make it to TV before the movie that's been in the works for 10 years will make it out.
Yeah.
Hey, old Frank Miller is good because that was before he went batshit insane.
Yeah.
You got high in the smell of his own. Never mind.
Shut your mouth. But yeah, TV is definitely starting to catch up as far as comic books and superheroes go with the movies.
Somebody can write stories better than us? Yeah. But we're the media!
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Damn.
But then we have, like, Mark Millar, who writes comic books
for
the entire purpose of making it into a screenplay.
Yeah, MPH is coming out next week. It's already been picked up
aren't
by
they
a studio.
Do, what's the one he does where it's, like, the anti-Batman?
Oh, Nemesis. Yeah. That's Nemesis. It. Which is not a bad book.
Not a bad book.
I heard that that's
MPH.
Getting a movie treatment.
Yeah. There's really? A drug.
Well, there's at least consideration. I don't know if it's going forward yet.
It's the only thing I know about.
Same thing with this Jupiter's Legacy thing.
Speaking of not that they'll ever make a movie MPH, but they option. You know, it's optioned to a theater or to a studio.
You know,
they want to do it.
Here's what makes me upset: movies that are comics that got optioned that
nine
I
times out of
really
ten you're
really wanted
them.
To see as a movie.
Same thing as video games.
Hack Slash.
Oh yeah, Hack Slash.
I would love to see them crank out one of those every Halloween.
I still want to see a BioShock movie, but we're never going to see it. It's been an option for a decade.
BioShock, I don't know if that
works. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if that would translate well to a movie. I think
it
does.
Actually,
it's
there's,
okay, this is another
Microsoft
good
is getting into original programming.
Yeah, Halo TV is coming to Showtime.
There are certain video games that take advantage of being video games
being
as far
immersed.
As telling that story.
Being
BioShock is one of those.
It's
the
hard.
The thing people love the most about BioShock, well, spoiler alert, is the whole, serious spoiler alert,
don't listen
to this.
Don't listen to this if you haven't played.
If you haven't played BioShock, though.
Next 5 seconds. The way you get controlled throughout the game and the way that could only be experienced you being that character.
Right.
Yes.
That doesn't translate to a movie.
I didn't think Resident Evil translated either. The immersion. Being immersed.
Well, Resident Evil's not the best example of a thing that can only exist as a video
game. Well,
Resident Evil is you're controlling a B movie.
Well, true, but that's a good point. That is a really good point. But when I was playing Resident Evil, it was one of the first games I remember jumping at scared because I was so immersed.
Well, back in the
it.
Old days. Now Resident Evil's more about shooting things than being scared. Resident Evil 4, great game. I love that game. There was only one time that whole game I was scared, and it was a cheap scare where a guy jumps out of an oven at you.
Yeah, it was the dog through the window in the hallway.
I consider that a scare. I consider that a startle.
It's a startle.
Okay, yeah, that's a fair point. It was more of a startle than a scare.
Yeah.
But I would also argue that horror games are becoming more difficult.
Let's give props to Resident Evil for giving us a naked Mila Jovovich in every movie.
Yeah!
I'm good with that. Allie Larder halfway in a couple of them.
Oh, Mass Effect's another good example.
Yes.
Something that only, well, before 3, obviously. But Mass Effect 1 and 2 are good examples of games that were great as video games that cannot work as movies, because the whole point is you are making decisions. Unless you're gonna have like a audience
Boats.
Poll or
right.
Like,
if you want,
you're gonna do it like
that'd be great
the
though. Interactive
theater,
interactive movies, that'd be great.
If you want Shepard to do
the Blue movie,
it's like
if you want Shepard to take the Renegade action, press B.
If you want Calcatron to stay and do his taxes, press A. If you want Calcatron to go join the laser battle. Press B.
They did that on.
You chose A.
They did that on Family Guy the one time. If you want Brian to make this joke, A. If this joke, if you want him to say Arriba and dance around a Mexican hat, press C.
Yeah.
Thanks for voting. Arriba!
Yeah. I think that was actually text, and then they said 49 cents per text, but still
there
funny
was
joke.
A
hilarious joke.
There was a comic that said, if you want, Garfield did it, you know.
Yeah.
Send me emails if you want Garfield to hit Odie, or you want him to like.
That's cool.
You know, gave these three or four options or whatever.
That harkens back to the Kill Robin 900 number back in the day, where one guy changed the course of comics history forever.
Was it really that close of a vote?
It was one guy made 300 phone calls, spent $300 to get that done. It was 99 cents per call.
I hate Jason Todd Robin. So
yeah, that's
much.
And that's exactly what happened. I read an interview with him.
Filled with rage by Jason Todd.
But you know what, though? If it weren't for that...
Die!
If it weren't for that one guy, Batman wouldn't be the same. Like, straight up wouldn't be the same. I mean, we wouldn't have
exactly.
as many problems.
We wouldn't have Red Hood.
And you know what? That's a good...
The Lazarus Pit may have never even... become an ongoing thing besides in Ra's al Ghul's life.
Yeah, it's a be good character moments later on with the whole dealing with this former sidekick who went down the wrong path. Type.
Under the Red Hood wouldn't have been a thing.
Death of the Family, the latest one, wouldn't have anything to harken back to.
That's true.
Yeah, you wouldn't have had... They would have had to change the title at the very least.
At the very least,
What was I just thinking about? Oh, yeah. Crap, I lost it again. Hold on.
It's all good. But, yeah... I like the idea of being able to vote on a movie.
I was going to talk about how, like, remember the Marvel versus DC thing where that was fan voted?
Amalgam?
No, that was the. It was just called Marvel versus DC.
Oh, okay.
Their two universes got into the embodiments of the Marvel universe and the DC universe got into a fight, and they decided to have the champions fight it out. But the fans were supposed to call it.
Was that the one with the big robots? Two big robots?
Superman fights the Hulk.
I don't remember that at all.
Whatever. Superman fights the Hulk. Thor fights Captain Marvel. But then, because it was fan voted, some of the outcomes were ridiculous.
I bet.
Storm.
Could you imagine being a writer having to write that crap?
No,
I can't write that.
They had a huge problem with it because one of the results was Wolverine beats Lobo. Because Lobo does everything Wolverine does, and he's strong like Superman.
Yeah.
That is no fight.
Yes.
In fact, it was such a no fight.
Crunchberries!
The writer had to have the fight happen off screen. They were in a bar fight, and they go under the table, and it's like, oh, there's fighting, but we can't see it. And then Wolverine comes up. Yeah, I won.
Yeah.
What? How?
You see Lobo
I was voted the winner. I was elected.
Lobo crawling out the door like, I'm done with this.
I'm out.
Yeah. Equally ridiculous.
I'm the best at what I do, and what I do is
later,
get votes.
Later on, Lobo writer wrote a book where he's talking about how some bald guy paid him to take a dive.
Professor X, right? Yeah.
Presumably.
Awesome.
They couldn't mention it because they were
going
to be a crossover.
Yeah.
Another probably more ridiculous, Storm beating Wonder Woman.
Jeez. Which, can we just talk about how much of a terrible idea that is?
If Wonder Woman isn't flying, possibly.
She was
flying. Then no.
It's a one-punch knockout in this case.
Storm is a normal person, physically fit to the extreme.
I'm Wonder Woman. I'm punching you in your jello.
Can Wonder Woman take a bolt of lightning?
Yes.
Of course.
Then.
She doesn't have the Superman
drowned alive.
Like I don't
possibly.
Wonder Woman.
Can she outfly a hurricane?
Definitely.
Yes.
Okay. That Storm's pretty.
Outfly. You can outdrive a hurricane.
She was stuck in a hurricane. Water, wind.
Yeah.
Wonder
Woman.
Well,
no, because there was that whole thing. Wonder Woman invades Atlantis. So she swims to Atlantis.
Wonder
swims
Woman
to Atlantis.
Is a couple steps below the likes of Superman and Thor.
Yes.
So not that
strong.
So you're
saying she could survive the
Sharknado. Way stronger than a normal person.
She lands one punch on Storm and her bones become jello. That's it. Like, I'm out.
That's how Storm got the mohawk.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman rips that shit out in a cat fight.
And
she made her look better.
That's what caused the apocalypse.
That would be awesome. I'd watch
that. She did.
She looked better. I saw an interesting webcomic someone did the other day just making fun of how Wonder Woman still doesn't have her own movie.
Yeah, it's a travesty, dude.
It's because they can't get an actress and they can't get the story together.
And she's not going to until
she
after Superman
Batman. She
doesn't
really have
Superman
a lot of
Batman.
Strong villains either.
Because they can't find Betty Page to play her.
The real answer is because the studios don't want to take a risk on a female lead.
Exactly.
Zooey Deschanel.
She deserves a risk.
Haven't we just had like a whole like
All right,
let's stop.
As she is, yeah, did she actually act?
You know who?
No,
be a
not
good,
really.
You know,
no,
she's like Wonder Woman. Not Jamie Alexander, who's Sif from Thor. She mm-hmm. would make a great Wonder Woman, I think.
I think the girl they have chosen is good.
Gal Gadot?
Yeah, I
don't
fine.
Know anything about her.
Gal Gadot is a really skinny, attractive chick, and it's
I think she's too
she
small.
Well, that's the common complaint the I hear. Girl? She does not have the physique of an Amazon woman.
Now, if you want somebody with the physique of the Amazon woman, you're going to end up with somebody
China.
Like China. Yeah.
And now who's being
well, okay,
sexist,
that's not
man.
Sexist. That's, like,
no,
I,
I'm not saying you are. I'm saying that the fanboy's crying about Gal Gadot being, oh, she doesn't look anything...
But
who's
if,
to say?
If anybody ever saw any of the warrior broads in Spartacus, none of them were particularly big, but they all stomped the shit
exactly.
out of the Legionnaires.
Exactly.
There's a whole that's list of women in that show that could have kicked the back of
this thing. You know, any. Brenna, I thought that was supposed to be
yeah.
the thing.
Yeah.
Originally, if she's a demigod, it doesn't matter what she looks
she's
like.
She's supposed to be like
Damn.
Really, really.
But so if they go with the Amazonian nice. Roots, she should be a beefed up, you know.
No, but here's
she's
the thing.
One break,
I
so let's not go there.
Yeah. I agree with you, Gomes. I do agree with you. But here's what I'm going to say this. It's not the fact that the girl doesn't look like Wonder Woman, because how the hell do you look like Wonder Woman?
You have dark hair and you wear the suit.
Okay, which is easy, but my
complaint
with her...
The implication is that like she's beautiful beyond mortal perception.
But here's my problem. My problem is Gal... She, even if they beef her up like they do all the men and women in all
yeah.
these roles, her... I just don't see them beefing her up enough where she looks right for that role. Like a first Thor... Chris was so effing huge
yeah.
for that role. He
yeah.
just looked awkward.
Yeah.
He looked
too
awkward.
Too big!
And then in the second movie,
big.
He wasn't that big. And
yeah.
He looked a lot better.
Up, yeah. Yeah.
He was a lot better. Like, same goes, I love Christian Bale, but he was the bulkiest Batman I've ever seen.
Yes.
He was like Dark Knight Returns Batman.
Yeah.
And it worked because of that fighting style that they had.
Yeah.
But had he had been in that
the
slimmer suit, he would have looked so awkward.
Especially fighting like that. They
yeah.
had to change up the choreography for
exactly.
that altogether.
So I just...
Yeah, but at the same rate, you know, sometimes making huge characters smaller works. Like
yeah.
when, let's be honest, live-action Bane is pretty small compared to what everybody was
oh, yeah.
expecting
exactly.
him to be.
It's
yeah.
physically impossible.
Well, obviously it's
yeah.
too big.
It's
but,
physically impossible
but,
to have a Hulk on screen, too. But I'm just saying,
well,
they could have done it. They could have done
Batman,
it.
Batman, you get...
I guess that's the option is if you want to have these... impossibly buff characters, you do have to CGI
yeah.
that shit.
But another
right.
another thing, too, is Hollywood
the
is...
Forever version of Bane. That didn't even work out.
Yeah.
Hollywood
yeah.
is really,
right.
really big on tiny, beautiful people. They're just big on that. So, I mean...
Well, even characters that are historically very buff, like Superman, are not nearly that buff in their movie adaptations.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
although
no,
that
dude
and you're
going
to say
buff.
That comics don't tend to sexualize and stereotype
every,
women any more than Hollywood?
I didn't say
that
at
all.
I like to think
yeah.
we're moving into a better time now.
I agree.
We have,
because
especially
we have
more on the
realistic,
Marvel,
yeah.
especially on the Marvel side, we have
DC too.
Black Widow, Ms. Marvel, Captain Marvel, She-Hulk, Elektra, where none of these characters are overtly sexualized. They're strong, independent, and even the fact that they have their own title is a huge deal.
No, I definitely think comics are much further along, but. A lot
DC
of these classic
well,
characters
yeah,
were
a lot of good characters.
Oversexualized
a lot of
to begin with. So for
I
them
mean,
to be done that way in Hollywood.
Who?
Satana's
There's a Harley Quinn book?
Well,
Satana's
still wearing fishnets and.
Not anymore.
Not anymore, man. They changed that.
Yeah, they changed
okay,
that
good.
Recently.
No, it's just Hydra.
Good to hear.
Yeah. But I think Gal Gadot is going to be a really good. Portrayal. I think she's going to do a great job with Wonder Woman.
I've never seen her in a movie,
she
so
was
I
in,
have no idea.
She
what to
she was pretty much just eye candy in one of the Fast and the Furious movies, and that's the only thing.
Isn't
I've
that
ever
any
seen
woman
her
in a
in.
Fast
wait,
and
hold on.
Furious movie?
Was she the?
Yes.
Was she the?
She, except
that,
what's her name?
Do
she
any of the
Fast
and Furious movies
yeah.
pass
was she the girl in the motorcycle?
Test?
I can't hear you.
The Belcher test or
Belliger? It's something like that. I forget the name of it.
Something with a B in like three syllables.
Ask it, it's three questions you ask about a movie. Is there more than one female character with a name? Do they talk to each other?
Yeah.
And do they talk to each other about anything
but
men?
A man. Anything other than a man.
It sounds
yeah.
so basic, but it's
but
shocking how many movies fail this test.
More than 50% of movies out there fail it.
Yeah. No, I totally know. You're not... I think we're preaching to the choir about sexism in Hollywood. I mean, even
yeah.
the Marvel movies, which are, by all accounts, the most popular string of movies, they've been, what, 6-7 of them? And then we still don't have a female lead in any of them. The closest
I
we've gotten is
so
Black Widow.
In Cap.
No, I think
but
we are, too.
In Cap. Because she, in everything else, even in Avengers, they kind of sideline her.
Yes.
But now they go, okay, Scarlett Johansson can have a little bit of screen presence.
Well,
and they make her like a decent human being. Yeah. Try to develop her character.
Thor 2, the first part of the movie, the like, Thor's what, girlfriend I'm waiting for that is
to happen. Oh, not Sif.
The human.
Okay.
She. Yeah, she is the driving character, you know, for the first portion or whatever, doing the research and stuff like that.
But that's just because
and that does pass the test. She talks to her assistant. They both have names. They don't talk about Thor.
Agreed.
They do talk about Thor, but they don't talk just about Thor.
Agreed. Well, they don't.
Yeah, but in the second movie, that's all they talk about.
They do actually spend a lot. No, no. It's not just Thor. It's a man.
But she's still
almost every conversation they have there.
She's still the damsel in distress, though, in Thor.
That whole scene where they're talking about...
the planar convergence.
They're doing. They're talking. Science. Not even just not about a guy. They're talking about science. They're talking about their jobs.
Yes.
So okay.
Right. So yeah.
Man of Steel pass.
They still spend a lot of time talking about Thor, and she still ends up getting kidnapped or whatever.
Yeah, but she's like, the damsel in distress though from the very beginning of that.
But she solves the problem at the
agreed,
end.
Agreed. Agreed.
She's the big part of. Right. Solution the villain. Yeah.
You're absolutely
here,
right.
So take these and go be a
villain.
Maybe I'm the wrong
person.
She's
very much a protagonist.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
maybe
definitely,
not the main character, obviously, but she is the driving story.
Yeah, definite progress. Definite pass the test.
Definite progress. Although she does still seem like the damsel in distress who needs the man to come and save her.
Well,
and in that context, I'm not sure if this test is appropriate for this movie as judging if it's. Yes, it is definitely an advance. You know, we're progressing. Leaps and bounds beyond where we were. But again, I still think Hollywood is dropping the ball. And I think Disney and Marvel have a responsibility. And talking about Disney and movies, how many females do they have in the new Star Wars movie? How many females? One. One new one besides Carrie Fisher. One new female.
Well, is that right?
Yes.
Isn't like wasn't there a whole era of Disney based on having female leads?
Mulan. You got
exactly.
But in movies where they were the typical stereotypical modern female
Disney,
roles.
Yeah. Okay. Modern Disney has done a lot better job.
Then we go,
with
okay,
Mulan,
so they gave them female
the
leads,
Frozen.
But
Frozen,
those
definitely.
Are all almost all those movies are claimed to be racist at some point.
What movie?
Almost all the Disney movies.
The only one that,
Mulan
that's like
a strong female lead. But
yeah,
man, like let's be real though.
And I don't
Princess
give
and the Frog
credit.
Was some BS.
Oh, it was racist as hell.
That was racist, ballsack.
As hell.
Well, it's all about okay.
Movie.
You have the blonde, blue-eyed princess versus the evil, pale, black-haired, you know, queen in most of those movies.
And even in Mulan, you had to pretend to be a guy to get anywhere.
Touche.
That was the time.
I think it ends better than it starts, but still.
That's a big, important part of it,
agreed.
Though. Is if it ends better than it starts...
There's progress.
That's important.
But I don't think that's the way you make the progress now, from where we're at now. You treat the female characters the same way you treat the male characters. You throw Black Widow into a freaking movie, just like you would Steve Rogers. Boom. Boom!
Now, I'm gonna get back...
Same thing with Wonder Woman.
I'm gonna get back
which
to
started
Wonder
the
Woman.
Whole thing.
Yeah. Here's my thing, man. I do want to see a good Wonder Woman movie. I have no idea who they're going to use for the villain. I have no idea what they're going to do with the story.
No, it's not.
Who's going to play her mom? You know, are they going to do the Zeus storyline? Like, what are they going to do with that?
They're going to bring back Ares from Hercules, and he's got to be the bad guy. Period of discussion.
I love that you're bringing that up.
FYI, it's the Bechdel test.
Yeah, and I love that you're bringing that up.
Yeah.
Because I think that is part of the problem with Wonder Woman.
Exactly.
What story do you tell?
Yeah. I'm having a hard time thinking of a quote-unquote classic Wonder Woman story.
There isn't really. Her origin is classic, but it's been changed at least three times.
Yeah.
Does she still, like, go down when somebody decides to get all BDSM and knock her wrist together or something?
Yeah.
And, I was going to say, does that still happen?
Deflecting bullets.
They told that movie. It's late night showtime.
Deflecting bullets with your bracelets and having a lasso that helps you tell the truth is hard to pull off on screen and make her seem like a badass. So how do you make her seem like a badass? You turn her into Superman, which is impossible to do on the screen.
Let's see, another annoying thing is the fangup boys are going to piss and moan when they have to change her costume for a movie.
I don't know if
she
have to change it.
She can't wear a one-piece swimsuit as her fucking crime-fighting
armor.
Well,
they could put her in armor.
They could do that, but that's changing it.
Well, depending on which comic story you read,
the classic Wonder Woman suit is a swimsuit.
Agreed.
What they could do and what they should do, maybe a like armor skirt, like Sif. Sure,
Sif looked great in her armor skirt.
I mean, look at the games.
Look at Injustice.
They pulled off Wonder Woman perfectly.
Yeah, they're going to do something like that. It just makes the most sense because a lot of the alternate costumes for Wonder Woman is always armor. It's always armor because she's a fucking warrior. Yeah. So that's what she has.
It makes sense. It just does.
It does. I think that's the main problem the studios have. They don't know how to approach the character.
Exactly.
Because they don't know where to take the story.
And it was easy.
Here's the thing. In their heads, they don't think that the average fanboy would watch a movie about a woman wearing gloves.
I think they underestimate.
But it's not even fanboys watching these anymore, obviously.
Yeah, I think they're underestimating.
We're seeing
the
a lot
character.
Of these, like, okay, Bridesmaids was often cited as that's like a very big breakout movie for women.
Agreed. Totally agreed.
And then I think she wasn't the lead in this movie, but Black Widow came out there, kicked all kinds of ass. And hopefully she will be getting her own movie.
They've already established, Strucker within that universe.
Yeah.
So that can play her double agent. She's definitely going to get her own movie.
She needs to be the double agent. Like, I'm waiting for that so bad. Waiting for that so bad.
Black Widow definitely had the most, gained the most.
This is what I can say, though. I can honestly say this.
If we see a Black Widow movie and it does well, I'm sure a Wonder Woman movie.
We won't see a Wonder Woman movie until after Batman Superman.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm going to say this, though. Let's be honest. Let's be honest. In the Marvel Universe, well, I guess not necessarily, but for popular characters, I think Black Widow was the easiest character to throw in there.
She's easy.
Because, first of all, her costume isn't like a super sexy One Piece anything. Yeah. Oh, it is One Piece, actually.
Well, she's easy to understand.
Yeah, she's red hair. She doesn't sound Russian at all. But she's supposed to be this Russian spy. Yeah. That's super easy to do. She can fight. That's super easy to do. You know what I'm saying? Make her look good. Scarlett Johansson always looks good.
She's not super powered.
She's basically just a spy / soldier.
Yeah.
And that's so easy to pull across. People have already watched Bond and all those other Jokers born for years. So, yeah, it's easy to push that across to the audience. Wonder Woman being half god, half Amazonian.
That's
hard, dude. Yeah. That's difficult elements, difficult concepts
I
to get across.
I know,
but it's easier to do if you're also telling the story of Batman and Superman that the audience already knows, which is why I think they're unveiling her during the Batman Superman movie. Like Cyborg, that's hard to do.
Cyborg is hard to do because Batman. Cyborg,
you know who's going to be? Vic's going to be in Superman Batman.
I didn't.
He is.
I didn't. I knew they cast him, though.
I don't
they
know if Cyborg is.
No. I think it's just Vic. Victor Stone.
It's going to be just so hard to try to squeeze so much into one movie like that.
I don't
that.
Think so.
You've already got Superman established, but the Batman is not the Batman from the Nolan universe.
I don't think you have to establish it.
I think that's how you're making the argument about how X-Men has all these movies and no one's complaining about that. For one thing, I do think they're trying to probably fit a little too many, but there's a difference between
having a Batman and Superman?
In the X-Men Days of Future Past, they have a huge cast of mutants they have to go through. Most of those are going to be cameos. But with Batman and Superman, they have to do Batman's origin story, one would assume.
Batman's?
Well, maybe not his origin story, but he has to feature very prominently in the movie.
Agreed.
Well, Superman features very prominently in the movie.
What I think will happen with that, though, is just I think that it'll start with Bruce Wayne coming in and then being Batman and them talking about the Batman character. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because everybody...
Here's my thing. I think it's going to be...
Sure, go ahead, Larry.
Batman discovering who Superman is. I think that's how they're going to do it.
I would think there would be something between Wayne Industries and LexCorp. That's how you bring in Bruce Wayne.
Is what?
Wayne Industries and LexCorp.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at, though. He'll come in... You know, with the LexCorp thing, because they have to introduce Lex Luthor, too, who's apparently Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah.
What the fuck ever. So, anyway, that's happening. And then you have Bruce Wayne come in, and him being, this other guy, and he's probably going to be a smug, douchebaggy kind of guy.
Yeah.
But him being there, too.
Well, he is Ben Affleck, so,
yeah, exactly. I think he'll be a perfect Bruce Wayne. I really do.
Smug and douchey.
Yeah, so I think he'll come in,
He'll be the Lego movie version of Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Hey, it looks good, but how does it sound?
Yeah. I wrote this song for you. Darkness! But anyway, I think he'll come in and his ulterior motive for that will be coming in to check out Superman. Who is this guy? Are they going to throw kryptonite in this movie?
I hope not. I have no predictions for this movie.
I think Zack Snyder has got on the record saying there is no kryptonite in the Man of Steel universe.
That's what I've heard.
Because, the way they showed Krypton, it imploded rather than exploded.
Yes.
So there isn't really radioactive chunks of it flying around.
I'm not making any...
But then they've also introduced the idea that, taking him out of Earth's atmosphere makes him
nothing.
Yeah.
So there's weaknesses they could exploit.
Yeah, we gotta get Superman on the spaceship.
No,
but you were making comparisons to Days of Future Past.
Well, just in the terms of like
of characters, but it's an
trying
X-Men
to characters.
But it's an X-Men movie. You expect a huge broad team.
Yes. So why I don't think it's as big a problem.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
People are then complaining then about the Justice League movie. When I think that is
a Justice League movie. I think
Justice
that's a
League
point
White.
That needs to be
it's
made.
Pre-Justice League movie.
It's not
doing.
Called. It's called Batman and Superman. Those two characters, they need to be predominant. You can bring in anybody else you want, and
so everyone else
those
is just
orbit.
A cameo.
Well,
cameos
they've
have
done,
a breaking point.
They've done nods in you know the Batman movies. They did the nod to Mad Hatter with the other guard in Dark Knight.
Okay.
I don't remember that.
Okay.
Yeah, they were very subtle.
Yeah, it was really subtle. The guard that Harvey Dent locks up and starts interrogating right before he gets all burnt to bits, that was the Mad Hatter. I mean, that's who that was.
Yeah.
Really?
But his name was something else, though.
I don't like them.
Well, his name tag was Rachel Dawes, so that like it would lead him to that.
Yeah, no. I'm not talking about that. Like,
okay, that's subtle to the point of what's the fucking point?
Exactly.
Right, but it's
exactly.
there.
Exactly, but it's there for the fanboys to look and search.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of...
They just talked about an Iron Man 3 spoiler that just came out.
They don't want to introduce all those characters in Justice League because that'll overwhelm. So they're going to introduce a couple somehow now in the Batman series.
See, they're taking a different approach than Marvel. So Marvel, everyone's trying to copy Marvel now.
Of course.
It's Marvel
even
the formula
bigger.
Right. Yeah.
Even
Marvel did the formula
Spider-Man's
right.
Spider-Man's trying to do it now. The X-Men...
Are trying to fix it so they can do it.
Trying to
next,
set it up.
Their next apocalypse is supposed to... mirror closer to the Marvel formula. Then, like, they just have to fix
what DC
all the
should
shit
be doing is like they keep stacking Superman, then Superman, Batman, then Justice League, and like I guess maybe at that point they'll splinter off an individual movie.
Possibly.
DC is just better at animated things.
Is no DC is dominating TV. As far as Marvel DC.
Yeah, that's true.
That's because they have
all
more
the
DC
TV shows are like...
There's only like one
are like soap opera.
Not for long, though, because
not
they're doing
long.
The Netflix shows coming up.
Yeah, but...
and I have a lot of faith in those. This is a Daredevil one, right? There's a Daredevil Netflix show coming out.
Daredevil, Punisher, Defenders, Jessica Jones.
I think that the Daredevil show is going to...
The Defenders one isn't... put in now. They're saying they're going to do that after they do
So Heroes for Hire then?
I really hope so.
Luke Cage, Iron Fist, Jessica Jones,
and
Daredevil.
I think the Daredevil thing will really, really pop off because there's so much you can do with that character, and since it's on Netflix, they don't have that
censorship
that they have to worry about so much.
These
and
are
I
good
think it'll
characters
be amazing.
To do
because they're darker characters.
Oh man! And to throw a Punisher TV series out, that's saying, "Hey, we got balls. Here we go."
I wish it were
that's
Thomas Jane though. I really do.
He wants to do it.
He wants to. They told him to stop. I'm like, no, dude. Yeah. He's the. I think that nobody's going to top him, dude.
Who?
Thomas Jane.
It's funny.
Did you ever see that Dirty Laundry?
Yeah, I did. I watched like 80 times.
That was
times,
so
man.
Great.
Yeah. Loved it. And they had, what's his, Ron Perlman was
Ron
in
Perlman
there,
was the store clerk.
Yeah, he was the liquor store or whatever. He's buying a Yoo-Hoo, wasn't he? That was awesome.
Yeah, that's what he started out buying.
Right. Then he bought that bottle to F that one dude.
Speaking of Netflix and comic books, Joe Quesada at C2E2 the other day announced that all of the Marvel movies will be on Netflix by the time Winter Soldier's released on DVD.
Woohoo!
So you
already have them all on Blu-ray. That's awesome.
Marathon from Iron Man to Winter Soldier, dude. That's fun.
Speaking of Blu-ray, you know that pretty much the whole Hi-Sci era Godzilla has come out on Blu-ray.
Oh, very cool.
Good. Yeah, it's like a two-movie set per disc.
Nice.
And then Gamera has put out an 11...
Is that what
you're saying? Huh? What?
Gamera, Gamera.
Yeah, Gamera.
I think both.
Gamera.
Gamera.
I've heard it pronounced both.
I have too.
I'm pretty
but
sure.
But Gamera has put out an 11 movie disc set.
Oh damn!
It has the Hi-Sci era Gamera, and it has like the 1960s and 70s Gamera, but it doesn't have Gamera the Brave.
Don't watch them in HD. You'll be very sad.
Yeah, you will actually. We're talking about Godzilla. You want to talk about the new Godzilla movie? More stuff has come out.
Oh, there's so much stuff. I got the new comic out for the movie.
Is it this week?
Next week.
It's next Friday.
16th.
Not on Mother's Day weekend.
Oh, no.
No, they couldn't do that. They'd be some douchebags for that.
Yeah. Oh, that reminds me of how the Godzilla and that crappy 2000 one they made was like a mother or something.
Yeah, asexually reproducing.
Matthew Broderick.
Oh, 1998 Godzilla.
Shut up, Bueller.
Yeah.
Because there was a Godzilla 2000.
I was thinking for Project X or
whatever. You know, the funniest thing, though? The thing I remember almost the most about that movie is those guys are like, we chew bubblegum to look more American. Like, I don't know why, but that scene just sticks out so much because it's so terrible.
I don't like that. It's like, how did you get all this stuff by customs? This is America. Yeah. We bought it here.
That movie made those. They didn't set out to make a Godzilla movie. They set out to make, like, an Independence Day-esque monster movie.
Yeah.
Where, like, for one thing, you should not kill Godzilla at the end of the movie.
No. Well, it was the guys who did Independence Day.
Yeah.
It was Independence Day plus Rolling Jurassic Emperor, Park.
Yeah. Have you ever read the
trilogy of
the
books?
No.
Oh my gosh.
They should.
That thing was.
What's that?
There's a script synopsis for the 1998 Godzilla. And
Godzilla.
He fights like another monster, and there's like. At one point, there are five Godzillas.
Jesus.
Because those little ones grow up.
What happens is. It's like
actual Godzillas, not like other kaiju?
There are there's another monster, but it's multiple. It's a hive of giant insects. There's one big monster and a bunch of smaller monsters. The
same way Godzilla was. There was one big one, and then he laid all those little eggs.
The movie picks up like shortly right after the events of Godzilla, and they go and the U.S. military goes back into Madison Square Garden to find other eggs. And Matthew Broderick's character goes back in too, and he finds that one hatched. And it imprints on him. He gets it to the water and it leaves.
Well, Godzilla, I choose you.
Yeah.
He gets it to the river and it escapes. And then years later, he finds it full grown in Australia, and it's had a litter of four
Godzillas,
three big ones in a run, and then they. And it kind of goes from there where they kind of drive Godzilla to the monster where the other monster is.
Huh.
And then it's a big old fight that ensues after that.
Well, they kind of did something that's weird. It was called Godzilla the TV series.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Yes.
But the animated series?
The
animated series was pretty good.
No, the first episode was doo-doo, and then it got better.
Yeah.
The first episode was
I didn't care for it at all.
But they had...
It seemed like Mr. T. It seemed like Captain Power. Or Captain Planet.
Captain Power was awesome. I was like,
Captain Power was awesome. Captain Planet, not so much.
Hold on now. He'll turn you into a tree.
Okay, a shrub.
But
Captain Planet, he's our hero.
Power is mine, bitches.
Captain Planet is actually the most logical superhero. What is his weakness? Pollution. What does he fight? Pollution. And he gets these five little bitches to do all his work for him. It's a genius.
Come out and find me
he's
something to fight.
Genius.
How does that make sense, though?
That's totally logical. It's the most logical.
He's never useful. It's like, I need to stop these people from polluting. Oh no, pollution!
Yeah, exactly.
Or the Ted Turner version of Captain Planet.
Captain! You got glass in my eye.
And my foot in your balls. Yes.
Robot chicken.
But yeah, no, they've been putting out, for the new Godzilla movie, they've been putting out a lot of stuff.
Save the planet, or I'll fucking kill you.
Basically, we all know what Godzilla looks like. We all know what at least one of the Mutos looks like.
Yeah.
But we haven't seen.
Is Mewtwo in this one? Mewtwo in this one?
Mewtwo's a Pokemon.
What the hell are you doing?
There are. Hey, Mark, you are.
There's an A and a B.
I know.
Actually, it's a male and a female.
Yes. How much is that?
In the new Godzilla movie.
In the new Godzilla. Yes. There's
at least
Mewtwo.
They did Mewtwo in the new Smash Brothers game. It's getting shafted.
That's awesome.
A lot of people are comparing the Mewtwo when it flies to Gauss and Gamera.
Yeah.
There's actually a 2-3 minute scene where they talk about the Mewtwo. But
it's amazing. It's really looking great.
It looks good. They haven't shown. You know, we all know what Godzilla looks like, which is, I really like that because when the 98 version came out, they didn't show it
because he was a lizard. He was an iguana.
They made him look like a lizard. Yeah,
so they've gone ahead and said, "Hey, this is Godzilla. Come and see it." But they don't show him like atomic breath and you know anything else they do? I've heard
are we worried that they're not going to do atomic breath?
They are doing.
They are doing.
They are doing atomic
breath.
They
just haven't shown it.
There are people that have seen it. They say it is good, better than they expected it to be. Somebody asked the question, atomic breath, does his fins light up? And the guy answered something to the effect of, wouldn't you expect it?
Awesome.
It's Godzilla. The only way they can ruin it is not show the monster.
The only way they can ruin Cloverfield is
boom.
Yeah, that's true.
What happens is if this movie does well enough, Tahoe will release the rights to other monsters to appear in the next films.
Sweet.
I want to see Godzilla fight King Ghidorah with modern graphics.
Oh, nice. Dude, that would be so badass. I would go broke seeing that.
Jump off subject right quick. Mark was wanting to recommend book to our listeners.
Original Sin.
Number one. Jason Aaron.
I'm not a big Aaron fan.
What?
I know, right?
Read his Thor. You'll change your mind.
You got to do it. I don't even read Marvel.
But
that's
anyway,
awesome.
Any book that teams up the Punisher and Doctor Strange gets epic plus ones right off the bat.
Nice.
It is pretty awesome. It's surprisingly awesome.
Did you read Future's End yet?
No. I tried to read the Free Comic Book Day thing.
I know.
I read the Free Comic Book thing last week.
Yeah, talk about it. What'd you think?
It just seems like I've read this story before.
Mark and I were said the same thing. It is very derivative. But I love the idea of the Batman. The Batman, like Bruce Wayne tells Terry, don't talk to the past me because he'll try to stop you. That's opening up a great dynamic for future storytelling.
Cool.
New stories, though. There really aren't any.
There's not very many, yet.
The Watcher.
There's no new tropes, but...
Agreed.
There's done it.
You don't have to do. You don't. It seems like they're going out of their way not to tell a new story. Well, just like
yes, the brother eye thing. It feels
grim, dark, cyborg, future, blah blah blah. Go back, change the thing.
Everybody's
can
done
we
that.
Tell a future full of puppies at some point?
Terminator.
If Jules were here, I'm sure he'd be bitching about how they're ripping off what Marvel did with Age of Ultron.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I mean,
brother,
was that really new though?
The new 52.
You're right.
I'm just saying. I wanted to see something kind of fresh.
The plot
there isn't enough shock value in seeing Superman with his ant body thing for me to.
However,
well, I don't want it for the shock. I want it for that dynamic.
There was
the
a good
Bruce
shock
Wayne
in that
dynamic.
Zero. Black Canary in
Frankenstein. Oh, with Frankenstein? Yes.
That was pretty awesome.
That was amazingly
good. That was creepy,
good.
But.
I understand what you're saying.
The basic story
is derivative.
Not something I feel excited about.
Every time
really
you shit on this, I feel like you feel when we talk about Blade Runner. Every time,
but
I
want, if the story is derivative, the plot has probably been done to death. But I want to see the interactions with Terry and Bruce and those story interactions. And who knows where the story
maybe
is going to go?
Good.
It's a weekly, so they have to go more places.
I read the Zero issue. I haven't read anything else. Maybe it's great. I don't know.
I do respect the fact that you're not just shitting on it.
Yeah,
so that's all.
But as far for to get away from it being derivative. Because there's no new stories. Every story's been told.
Yeah.
Hey, the character interactions seem interesting in that.
Original Sin, 8-issue series. Will I be really surprised if I like it as well in issue number 8?
Of course.
And then 8.1, 0.2, 0.3, where they
and they're doing that.
Every plot point that
they are
the
doing
whole series.
Up to 3. Yeah. Issue 3 is getting 4.1 issues.
Yeah.
Well, so that's one of the big pitfalls of the events books is you got to hit that sweet spot where you don't make it last too long.
Oh,
I mean, like things like Fear Itself.
Yeah,
spun its wheels for several
Fear Itself
issues.
Got boring though. If the event had been good all the way through, yes.
And
but this
I didn't like Fear Itself for a number of reasons.
Yeah,
but one of them
too.
Was that they didn't let the story end when it should have.
Agreed.
Secret Invasion's another good example.
Agreed.
That could have easily been 4 less issues than it was.
Will we even care about Forever Evil number 7 if it ever comes out?
Do we care about it now?
Well, that's not even just an issue length thing. That's it's been like a half a fucking year since it started thing.
It's been
Forever
8 months.
Evil,
it's a seven issue series
that's
been out 8 months.
A lot of
still haven't seen issues.
It's because they get too many. They get approved
for
too many.
Care about from one story to the next. When you start delaying
a
books,
month
but
is long.
Is
this new future
any
is going
longer
weekly.
Than well, no, I'm talking
so
about
the life is on a monthly schedule.
Well, I'm saying the pitfalls. All right, because you're
talking about.
Forever
Evil.
What you're saying is spreading it out over a month between issues. You're taking your chances.
Right. If you don't come out at least every month,
but if
don't
the book
care.
Goes on too long, like Taylor said, you also have a problem. What are they doing with Future's End? Every week it's coming out, so it's obviously going to go on way too long. From the sec from what three? It's already 9 issues.
Would you rather it be a weekly book or
yes.
or one book that had a tie into 10 different books every week?
No. I want a weekly. I would much rather would have a weekly book.
It a rather book.
Then having to buy 5 issues
that aren't necessary. Like, okay.
Agreed.
That was a problem with Fear itself.
Blackest Night.
The whole group, the Rainbow Coalition of fighters, got together in Green Lantern Corps.
That and Infinity.
And became the Power Rangers.
You had to read 3 books to read Infinity. Yes. You had to read 2 books to get Blackest Night. And I'm okay with that.
If they tell me.
Which they were upfront about that.
With Infinity, yes. Blackest Night, no. They said, you read Blackest Night, you'll be fine. The whole point of me getting that book was to see this team of different colored, you know, lanterns get together. They got together in Green Lantern Corps, not in Blackest Night.
That's certainly true.
I dropped the whole event after that, dude.
It was a pretty good book.
Oh, it was a good event. But yeah, it pissed me off.
They continued that event in New 52, actually.
Yeah.
They actually finished it in New
52. When I gave up on Justice League and I was reading that Trinity War thing,
yes.
I'm like reading through the books. I'm reading just Justice League. I'm even picking up Justice League Dark and Justice League of America.
Wow.
Books I normally don't pick up.
Yeah.
So that I understand I need to read the whole story. And then even after that, I'm picking up the book and it's like John Constantine and Shazam had been off doing something, but they never explained it. When the hell did this happen?
Yes, I totally see that. And that happened in Constantine. You had to read yet another book.
Yeah.
That's the problem I have with the
3
too,
is already
man.
Pushing.
Oh, dude. You already want me to buy one that's probably $4, if not $5. And now you want me to buy 3 more that are probably $3 or $4? No, that's not an event, dude. That's an event. That's my wallet getting empty.
Yeah.
That's an event I don't want to see.
Looks like I think the last one that did it pretty well within one book continuity was probably ABX. Because yes. you bought the 12 rounds or whatever
Definitely.
It was, and that was your story. You're good.
They were upfront about the tie-in for that, and was nothing but punching.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, fun, cool.
But those tie-ins weren't as good. I would go almost back to Civil War, where, yes, you only needed to buy Civil War, but if you got those tie-ins, you got so much more.
Well, you really
did. You didn't get more.
You didn't get more, but you got
kind of some of these punching and stuff.
But
a good example of not necessary but beneficial.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's probably the way to go.
That's the way they should do events. Period.
What happens when they do an event is a couple people get together and they have the idea for the event.
Yeah.
And then once they tell everybody
editorial and publishing,
wouldn't it be cool?
Then they're handing out orders. All right, we need a Superman story in this event. We need a Batman story in this event, you know?
Coordination is definitely the key to the success of these books.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
And, you know, Future Zen might be great. I don't know.
But it's really hard to
get excited about it, but it could still end up
But I think
good.
The reason Infinity was so good, because it was one guy writing the event and the necessary tie-ins. It was just one guy's vision.
But you just talked about coordination, though. Like, look, think about how hard that is with all those people, because we can't even be coordinated on a podcast.
Oh, exactly.
The big companies do try to do, especially Marvel, I know, does, the big company retreats where, they have their, big name.
Oh, to be a fly on the wall at one of those. That'd be so fun.
That'd be pretty sick. Yeah, they just sit around, shoot.
And then just
like we do.
No!
But their shit actually matters.
And occasionally they will do stuff like, I'm going to drop this character. Anybody want him? Yes! And, stuff like that.
Kieran Gillen, for his Iron Man run, when he redid Iron Man's origin story and took him out of the Avengers and then took him into space with the Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah, there were a lot of things going on at the retreat.
I don't know how I feel about this one. But supposedly Red Hulk joined the Avengers because Jeff Loeb was like, hey, I'm going to be done writing Hulk. Can somebody pick up this character? And Ben is like, sure.
Yuck.
You know what Red Hulk would have been great in?
What?
Thunderbolts before it became what it is now.
Oh, he was in Thunderbolts for a minute, but yes. When he was still Nemo running it?
Decided to make the Hulk.
Is that what you mean?
I'm talking about like that feel. Back when it was like a government. When it was like a team of prisoners, yeah.
Yeah, when it was Suicide Squad.
Red Hulk would have been great on that because he's a villain reform type person.
He would have been awesome on that.
All right, it's time to wrap it up. Final thoughts. Gomer.
Man, I've been so busy this past week, it really feels good to get back in form. I feel like I'm back in comic form, man.
Thanks. What's the odds you passed your exam?
I'm 100%.
100%.
I had a stats class.
Just so you get the joke? Statistics?
It was hard.
Yeah, boom. Taylor?
Trying to do a new article on the website now, sort of a spinoff of comics you should have read by now.
Yes.
We're doing video games you should have played by now. The first one's going to be Majora's Mask.
It looks great. I previewed it. He's doing
Which,
a great job.
You know, is another reason you would hate me if I showed up for that podcast on Zelda.
You're not going to shit on Majora's Mask, are you?
I really didn't care for it.
I don't argue that it's the best Zelda game.
It's
just,
awesome, though.
It's
got
one
its own appeal.
You really have to sit down and play it.
It's a
must
play. No, don't get me wrong. I still have it. Played it. It just punished me.
But we were talking about
for
Eureka.
Going around exploring stuff.
Yeah, we were talking about the show Eureka. That show feels like Zelda to me.
What I dislike about Majora's
Mask, like it's yours. You have to watch
it a
while.
First Zelda game where you are expected to buy the strategy.
Oh, yes, I've heard Larry make this argument before.
That is my big downfall with it.
He believes it started a trend.
Well, I just
a
bad trend.
Well, if I have two major complaints about it, it's way too short.
Yes.
And the boss battle, if you're a completionist, is a cakewalk.
Yes.
Alright, well,
Crimson, what do you got? Some final thoughts, man?
Final thoughts, man.
I'm glad you're back in the cast.
I was just about to say, man, I'm just glad to be here again.
Yes.
It feels awesome to be able to talk about comic books, because when I'm at work, you want to know who talks about comics with me?
Amanda.
Gomer's wife.
Yeah, my old lady.
Yeah, and we only talk about, like, you know, certain comics, which I can get behind because it's comic talk, but we're talking about, like, Walking Dead she hadn't read.
Fables.
And Fables,
yeah.
Which she hadn't. I don't think she's read a lot of Fables
either.
No,
she's read a lot of Fables.
Okay.
Not all of it, but
not all of it,
a
but
lot.
A little, enough for me to be, you know, somewhat satiated, but it just feels good to be back. I'm waiting for Godzilla. I saw Spider-Man. If you're a Peter Parker fan, I think you'll enjoy the movie. If you're not a Peter Parker fan, then I think that you might just want to wait for that Blu-ray to come out. It's one of those. You either hate it or love it.
I'm waiting on the Blu-ray.
You're waiting on all the Blu-rays.
No, I'm might actually go see Godzilla.
You better go see Godzilla.
I was on the fence, but I'm really starting to get pushed onto the side.
Godzilla seems like the movie you should watch with popcorn and in a theater.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
You should
go ahead and just pay the extra for the 3D.
No, I don't know if I'm going
to
do that.
I don't really go in for 3D, but definitely go to the theater.
I would. Yeah. Godzilla's the only movie coming out this summer
that
I would pay IMAX.
We should try to get a meetup for that.
Go see Godzilla.
We should try to get a meetup for that.
Free comic book day here at the shop was awesome.
Oh, dude.
I hope everybody that stopped in had a great time.
Hey,
come back. Let's do it again, guys.
Yeah, let's do it again.
I'm actually really happy that somebody brought up free comic book day.
Me too, man.
Yeah.
It was a blast.
But my only thought is on Spider-Man, is that Electro reminds me of Ralph Wiggum.
What?
Electro, Ralph Wiggum.
I haven't seen
Amazing
movie.
Spider-Man
I am
2.
Perplexed by that.
I don't know who Ralph Wiggum is.
Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Who is that?
Somebody wants Electro to help him out, to help them, he's always like, I need you. So when I hear that, I'm like, that whole one episode where Lisa gives Ralph Wiggum,
I choose me.
Yeah. That one.
Wow.
It just makes me feel like Ralph Wiggum with superpowers.
That's stretching.
That's terrible.
That's scary thinking. Ralph Wiggum.
Spider-Man, dude, Electro's theme was badass.
The Twilight Zone where, like, there's the all-powerful child.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There was two of them.
Billy
with the lions?
No, this was like the one with Billy Mummy as a kid. Then later when they...
Billy Mundy, yeah.
Oh, that was in the movie. In the movie.
No, this is the one where he banishes people to the cornfield, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then later on...
Well, there was the all-powerful kid in the movie, too.
Then later on, when they brought back the Twilight Zone, they did a follow-up to that where it was him reprising the character, but his daughter had the same abilities, but she could bring people back from the cornfield.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
Larry, final thoughts?
You know,
let's get a group for Godzilla, man.
You know, that definitely sounds like a good idea, fun event, you know? I mean, I'm not a huge fan, but
the movie
going
cool.
to see those kind of movies in theaters is always a fun event.
Especially when you go
with great people.
We've been talking
movie,
about
you know.
The monsters in it. The cast looks really damn good.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Dude, the guy from Kick-Ass, he looks awesome, man.
Bryan Cranston.
Jesus. Yep. I thought you meant that he
was. No.
One thing I want
to
know.
In addition
why,
to him,
why did,
Elizabeth Olsen?
Okay,
who's
so they've got Lex Luthor.
He
is the DC version of Mark Zuckerberg.
Who, what?
Lex Luthor.
Okay.
Jesse Eisenberg. Mark Zuckerberg. That's what I'm thinking. Lex Luthor.
Sucking
the social.
Yeah, it would have been a great
social network.
Bryan Cranston.
Yes. And there was at a point
that would have worked.
He was tapped for that role.
Dude,
other than that,
it would almost be too much. It's almost like Heath Ledger playing Joker.
There's
so
only
like
nobody would ever be able
to do it again.
Yeah, there's,
oh, man.
There's only one thing left to say that we haven't covered.
Good night, Elaine.
Good night, Elaine.
Good night, Elaine.
good to finally meet you, Elaine.
Hey, Elaine.
Yeah. Man, we had such a blast for Comic Book Day, man. Yes, it was so
fun. That was fun.
Did anybody get better?